Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, this afternoon we can expect a continuation of rain showers and the possibility of thunderstorms. The high temperature should reach 68 degrees. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch are possible. Thursday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog after 8 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a low around 60. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Friday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 70. And in the news for today, in a continuation of a story we covered yesterday on the news, during their monthly meeting last night in Viroqua, the city's Diversity Advisory Board held a two-part meeting to discuss planned agenda items and then take public comment from local residents concerning the controversy now emerging related to the use of the thin blue line image on the city's new police department building, squad cars, and uniforms. During the meeting, which was held virtually by Zoom conference call, the board's chair, Ben Wilson, who is also on the city council, led the group through a proposal to formulate a statement regarding a resolution to show support for volunteer activities involving newly arrived Afghan refugees at Fort McCoy. The statement was to include added edits and will go to the city council for discussion and possible action. The rest of the nearly two-hour meeting was used by the Diversity Board to discuss a possible action related to the thin blue line issue. After the board talked amongst themselves, sharing views on the impact the image might have on marginalized members of the community, a 90-minute public comment period ensued, drawing a wide variety of responses. Overall, the participants in the discussion said they support law enforcement locally, but there were obvious differences of opinion on what the blue line represents. The callers debated over the history of the image, how it had been possibly co-opted, and now has connotations of white supremacy. Some declared their undivided support for the police as civil servants protecting the community at great risk. Several callers felt that people who were upset by the image were overreacting, while some felt that if those opposed prevailed, it would snowball into more division, while some said the issue should go to a referendum so it can be voted on. Several participants who identified as white said they were shocked that the image was now appearing publicly in Viroqua. One recalled the image of the thin blue line flag being used to batter Capitol Police in Washington during the January 6th insurrection. Police Chief Rick Neidfeld, who said he supports the use of the image, reported that the funding for the image used by the police was approved by the City Council during budget proposals for financing existing and new building improvements, and it was made clear by City Administrator Nate Torres that the chief has granted discretion on how to spend on certain funding projects. During the virtual presentation, several members of the Viroqua Police were viewed on camera, sharing impassioned messages and their support for the thin blue line image, saying it represented the brotherhood and sisterhood of their police department, too speaking to their role to protect the community from evil. Current Viroqua Mayor Karen Mitchell spoke several times during the conference, guiding the process by stating the legal requirements for public meetings. She was a major contributor to the formation of the Diversity Board, which followed racial unrest and the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement following the police murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis on Memorial Day in 2020. Following the public comment period, the Advisory Board made a decision to table a final decision on drafting a proposal concerning the blue line image until their November meeting. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this local story and report back as it develops. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.